local news and timeless hits. WGBW, Denmark Green Bay.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Hamas has responded to the U.S. proposal of a Gaza ceasefire deal laid out last week when President Trump hosted Israel's prime minister at the White House. Hamas reportedly agreeing to parts of the 20-point ceasefire plan, including the release of hostages, but with conditions, and that would require negotiations. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Tel Aviv.
We have to wait for the American team to interpret this. To see what details there are. It looks like an attempt to delay the process. It's not an emphatic yes, and it's not an emphatic no. Overall, it appears positive, but frankly, there's more that we don't know than we do know.
Hamas's political leader telling news outlet Al Jazeera that getting all the hostages exchanged in 72 hours will be hard to do. That proposal also requires Hamas to disarm. In a social media post earlier, President Trump gave a Sunday deadline for Hamas to agree or all hell would break loose. This is ABC News. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, with organizations appealing for donations to help fight the disease with testing, research, and treatment options. It's also a time, analysts say, for those giving money to do their homework. One fundraising group has been slapped with fines for deceptive advertising.
Around 84,000 people donated their vehicles to Cars R Us on the promise that proceeds would pay for breast cancer screenings for low-income women. The Federal Trade Commission says a tiny fraction of the funds went to that purpose. The lesson?
You should always, always do your research before donating to a charity.
Oklahoma Deputy Attorney General Melissa McPherson says CharityNavigator.org is a good start.
You can also visit the IRS's website to see if they are a tax-exempt organization.
Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Investigators in Southern California looking into that large explosion and the cause at the largest oil refinery in California. The concern now, what it means for gas prices. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. No more pennies at Quick Trip. The company just announced they're going penniless. Cash transactions will now be rounded down to the nearest 5 cents. So if you're paying with cash, you could actually save a couple cents. You'd pay a buck, for example, if your total is $1.04. Credit card and digital transactions, though, will stay the same. In a statement, the company says they made the move because their penny supplies are exhausted and they haven't gotten enough guidance from the U.S. Department of Treasury after the decision to stop minting new pennies. According to its website, Quick Trip serves almost 12 million people every week. It has stores across Wisconsin, Minnesota, northern Michigan, Iowa, Illinois, and South Dakota. A case of avian flu has been reported in Wisconsin. Civic Media's Isabella Nieto has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has identified a case of the highly pathogenic disease in a commercial poultry flock. The affected flock has been quarantined and will not enter the food system. The DATCP is urging all livestock owners to implement biosecurity measures to protect their animals from disease, including washing hands, disinfecting equipment, restricting access to animals, and separating new additions to the flock or herd for at least 30 days. Poultry owners are asked to keep their birds indoors whenever possible. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Here come the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Chicago Cubs beat the Padres last night 3-1. It's the first time the Cubs have ever won the final game of a playoff series at Wrigley Field. Up next, they'll face off against the Brewers at American Family Field in Milwaukee. Game one, the best of five National League Divisional Series. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that, but it's going to be a fun atmosphere, I know that.
Freddie Peralta on the mound for Milwaukee. The first pitch at 1:08 tomorrow afternoon. College football. The Badgers against number 20th ranked Michigan. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Big House in Ann Arbor. The Badgers still dealing with injuries on the offensive line.
It's another one of those things that's just been most difficult. It's not knowing in your preparation who are you or will you have as you get towards Saturday.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickle with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too, and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Currently, it's 87.
Love, right? Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. A finally Friday, a beautiful weekend. Oh, man, what an excellent combination. Eric Westfall here. Thank you so much for listening. I heard it through the grapevine that this is Marvin Gaye.
them in Northeast Wisconsin. Put away the mosquito nets and get out the fire pit. And the perfect soundtrack when you're sitting around the fire? 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Please hold your applause. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 with a captain and Tennille. Eric here, good afternoon. Well, this is like one of the last weekends. I guess maybe we'll have some nice weather again later on, but not like this. We're setting like record temperatures here. So, you know, get out there and enjoy it. And even though it feels like summer weather, it's actually very good for helping Fall Fest on Broadway tomorrow because you'll be able to be out there and enjoy all the cool activities. A little something for everybody. You know, bring the kids or the grandkids and put them in Halloween costumes because they'll have the trunk or treat happening. And those trunks are going to be attached to some pretty cool vintage cars in the big car show that they have there. There'll be live music, hay rides, all that good stuff. But, of course, inflatables and petting zoos for the kids. Free to attend. Food and beverage available for purchase, of course. Fall Fest on Broadway tomorrow, 11 to 3, Light Park.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Discover your new sanctuary at Pages Inn Pour's Bookshop and Wine Bar, where every story finds its perfect pour. Sip on craft beers, savor fine wines, and indulge in artisanal charcuterie or dessert, all in a cozy, welcoming space that's as chill as your favorite novel. Whether you're browsing classic titles or toasting with friends, Pages Inn Pour's is the bookshop and wine bar you've been waiting for. Find your next chapter at Pages Inn Pour's, 415 Main Avenue in De Pere, and at www.pagesandpours.com.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Of course, tomorrow morning, just down the street from us, the downtown Green Bay Farmers Market, 7 till noon. Going to be a beautiful morning to go and check that out, too. Get yourself a little hot beverage, some produce, and have a nice time supporting local.
Above you, you never need to doubt it. I'll make you so sure about it. God only knows what I'd be without you. If you should ever leave me, well, life would still go on, believe me. The world could show nothing to me. So what good would living do me? God only knows what I'd be without you.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A favorite family fun autumn activity is returning to downtown Green Bay this weekend. Fall Fest on Broadway is happening tomorrow. This celebration of all things fall features trunk or treating, live music, pumpkin painting, even a corn pit for the kids. Fall Fest brings the community together to enjoy the season and support local businesses. It looks like a beautiful day to spend out in Light Park. Fall Fest runs from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. tomorrow. And if you are out there in downtown Green Bay tomorrow, you'll probably be able to hear the drums and marching band music coming all the way from West High School. What would high school football be without the marching bands? You can hear the best of the best as marching bands from all four Green Bay high schools come together for the 12th annual Marching Band Showcase. This program features the marching band homecoming field shows from Green Bay's East and West high schools, Preble and Southwest. Then they'll all come together for a combined number featuring more than 350 musicians. Gates open at 12:30 p.m. and the showcase starts at 1. Admission is free. Local nonprofits that want to be part of Give Big Green Bay's annual Day of Giving, now's your chance. Applications are now open to participate in the 9th annual event to support the work of local nonprofit organizations in our community. Organizers say they're looking for a diverse group of nonprofits serving Brown County. This is your chance to share your story, connect with new supporters, and help create community-wide impact. Apply now through October 31st at givebiggreenbay.org. With news at the top and the bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Green Bay weather. I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 60s. Sunny and hot for tomorrow, breezy too and a high in the upper 80s. Mostly sunny Sunday, staying warm with highs in the low 80s and breezy. Slight rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Currently, it's 87.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. A little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down. Picked up a boy just south of Mobile, gave him a ride. A hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Lay their money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth Southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, she was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw grandpa do whatever he could, preach a little gospel, sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves, we'd hear it from the people of the town. They'd call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
Hello.
local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW and streaming online at WGBW.FM. It's Johnny Rivers.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love. High on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and they should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above. High on a mountain of love. Shame. We used to be a mountain of love, but you just changed your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely, our dreams gone above. High on a mountain of love.
Shoot 'em down, turn around, come on, hold it.
local news and timeless hits, 97.9. The Bellin Women's Half Marathon tomorrow. And even if you aren't running in it, it might still affect you. I'll tell you more next.
Are you going to Scarborough Fair? Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt, a deep forest green, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep. Strands and polishes of gun, she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle of blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and tell Scarborough Fair.
Presley, local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. Eric here. Good afternoon. It is a race weekend for the Bellin Women's Half Marathon. That'll be going on tomorrow morning. And, you know, you might not be running in it. Well, if you are, you know, good luck. Congratulations, because it's very cool. 13.1 miles is no joke. But even if you aren't, it might affect your travel if you are driving around the downtown area tomorrow morning. Yeah, so it kicks off, I believe, at the KI Center downtown, and then crosses the river, comes down Broadway, goes down to DePere, crosses the bridge, comes back, then gets onto the Fox River Trail before joining up on the city deck, and I believe that's where it ends. And I'm a little sad because this is one of the first times in quite a while that I won't be involved with it, but if you are down there, you will see Laura McKenna down near the start and finish, which is, you know, roughly in the same area.
Missing Lou Rougani and the Music of the Stars on WGBW Sunday mornings from 7 a.m. until noon? Then tune in to 96.5 and 98.3 FM WISS or the Civic Media app. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve the quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's Music of the Stars, now on 96.5 and 98.3 FM and the Civic Media app.
Grab yourself a bowl of Booyah to help Hoo-Ah. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411. And on Saturday, October 11th from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m., you can come enjoy a bowl of Booyah or take it to go at Lenny's Tap as part of their fundraising efforts to help support Hoo-Ah, a group dedicated to helping out our American heroes with suicide prevention awareness and support for veterans. So get hungry and plan to buy many bowls of Booyah at Lenny's Tap on Saturday, October 11th. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM and click events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Yeah.
in the go for the green and gold. Text to win contest could bring you satisfaction. Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. The last keyword I am going to give you is coming up after 5 o'clock.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
To Green Bay. Local news and timeless hits. 97.9 FM WGBW.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn. Comfort goes. They only know my soul. I'm
make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery.
Look at me.